Oh, hello, good evening and welcome everyone. I'm delighted to introduce to you our second edition of Rizwan Education Hub, Education Matters. My name is Ugyere Abo and I'm the founder of Rizwan Education, an education support service which offers comprehensive educational services, an educational one-stop shop and the Information Hub. Today's episode is about child development. A child's brain develops rapidly, especially within the first year. Talking to your child from the onset, even as a newborn, enables voice recognition and this develops their personality, which enhances the development of their milestones. A rich, stimulating environment creates exposure to smells, sights, textures and natural play using educational stimulating toys. Reading and writing is stimulated through building and construction toys. Early education in the nursery can begin at nine months, where they begin to form friendships, learn social skills, turn-taking and playing with others. The early years education sets in, and this is crucial, being the foundation stage of learning and education. Does your child have any underlying medical or cognitive needs? Observation and assessment by a specialist are usually mandatory if this is the case, to present your child with early help that can be rendered if required. Prolonging this call and living in denial can lead to further behaviour and cognitive challenges, which if not addressed, puts limitations on your child. In different parts of the world, there's a set age by which formal education must commence. Importantly, is how do you determine a good school that your child will thrive in? Open days are a great way to assess a school, as well as talking to parents with children in the school and the experiences of their children attending the school. Familiarising your child with books, reading to them, pointing to words with your fingers, phonics, enhances their reading skills and abilities. Being able to hold a pencil, write their names and counting is the very basis of their learning. And this can stretch depending on the willingness of the child, which also depends on how early you start this learning journey. In this month of May and the coming month of June, our children and young people in the world today are sitting their final exams or some form of end-of-year assessment. What a good challenge for them and a necessity for their progression. We wish them all great success and progression. Thank you all for listening. Bye-bye.